Gotye and Kimbra are wearing only paint.
Certainly plenty of skin in music videos these days. Plenty of skin has been along the Grammy red carpet over the years. Who could forget J-Lo's green Versace gown with the plunging neckline at the 2000 Grammys? Won't forget that. But when it comes to this year's Grammy performers, CBS is concerned about them showing a little too much skin. The network out with a memo this week, which was rather humorous, telling artists to be appropriately covered during their performances Sunday night. Joining us live now to talk more about this, Clinton Yates, Express Local News editor and columnist for The Root DC. Clinton, welcome back. Are you taking bets on who's going to mess this up?
When did the Grammys become a fifth grade dance?
Yeah.
I don't understand how this memo actually makes it to print.
Yeah.
All you need is one person to tell people appropriate or inappropriate, sending out a memo, you know it's going to get leaked.
And it was so explicit about what they could and couldn't wear and how low and how high and what could show and what couldn't.
To me, it's inherently sexist. I mean, it states basically rules for women not to wear certain things. Mm-hmm. And to me, the Grammys is the award show that, amongst other things, is the biggest form of expression on a certain level that we have as far as American society is concerned. I mean, the Grammys are about making a show. It's about the music. This comes from the same network, by the way, that airs the Victoria's Secret fashion show.
Yes.
Which is, by design, women in their underwear walking around on stage. And
right.
This, all of a sudden, is a problem when people are performing. It doesn't make sense to me.
And half of the reason people tune in, aside from listening to great music, is to see what people are wearing. And a lot of it is risque. And, you know, maybe some of it is over the top, though.
They're artists. Yeah. I understand that there's a certain level of, you know, decorum that there is to be held. But when it comes to music, when it comes to artistry, in my belief, expression is paramount. And in this case, I think CBS way overplayed their hand in terms of this, unfortunately, and could be the best sort of media stunt ever. But I don't think they look good right now.
Well, you know, they have been burned before by wardrobe malfunctions. And mm-hmm. So you know, they're trying to be careful and cautious. What do you think is the artist's response will be to this?
I think there's going to be a lot of people that are going to go way on the other side of the board on this. This is what we like to call the Beyonce effect, which is after what happened at the Super Bowl, which was, in my opinion, demure, but apparently there were certain people that believed it was way over the line in terms of her outfit and so forth. Now, I mean, she's affected the inauguration, the Super Bowl, and the Grammys. That's a big-time trifecta for Bey, by the way.
But having said that, I mean, the Super Bowl is different from the Grammys in that, you know, it's really most of America watching the Super Bowl, and a lot of kids, obviously.
Yeah.
So you don't want to make it, you know, too racy for the Super Bowl, whereas the Grammys, Sunday night type thing, you know, people watching, I don't know, I guess maybe that's kids too.
Maybe, but I mean, listen to the songs. I mean, you
yeah,
know, it's not
true,
all exactly super appropriate as is in terms of the lyrics and so forth. But if you ask me who I think probably is not going to be expected to go overboard, but might, just a little name for your bingo cards, kids, Taylor Swift. I'm just saying.
Really?
She's been in a sort of a weird situation recently in terms of not getting a lot of good press in terms of her circumstance and dating and so forth. I just think it would be a good way for her to stick it to the authorities for an idiotic rule and just say, hey, look, you know what? I'm a woman. I can do what I like in terms of expressing myself, in terms of how I dress without being inappropriate. She could use the boost in terms of popularity, in my opinion.
I'm surprised at hearing Taylor Swift. I thought you'd say, I don't know, Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj. Well, she's an obvious choice. But, I mean, Nicki Minaj does this. She wakes up every day looking to shock
people.
This
whole thing was spurred by Pink's performance. I don't know if it was last year or the year before when she wore sort of like a bodysuit type thing and hung from a trapeze.
Which was tremendous, by the way. It was the best performance at the Grammys I can remember in recent years. I don't understand why they're moving away from things that are more creative than not. This just screams to me, stifle creativity, which seems to be exactly against what we're trying to do.
Well, we'll be watching and we'll certainly be tweeting. We should come up with a hashtag if people see something a little risque.
Yeah, I'll be tweeting.
They can respond to you.
I'll be tweeting. At Clinton Yates is the handle. And Sunday nights, that's the fun time. Twitter is perfect for award shows.
All right. Hashtag thong. Clinton Yates, thank you so much for coming in. The Express Local News Editor and columnist for The Root DC.